August is here, and it has that Sunday of summer kind of feeling. It's a moment to slow down, reset, and prepare for the busy fall season. And a great place to start with that transition is with your wardrobe. There's no better place to do that than Quince. Their clothing is a reminder that you don't need to crowd your closet with endless new pieces. You just need the right high-quality essentials. Quince specializes in effortless staples, from organic cotton t-shirts to Mongolian cashmere sweaters. I personally recommend their washable silk slip dress. Pair it with a blazer for work, then wear it straight out to dinner. Everything Quince makes is priced 50 to 80% less than similar luxury labels because they partner directly with ethical factories, cutting out the middleman markup entirely. And it's not just apparel. Quince brings that same affordability to hotel quality bedding, plush bath towels, and sleek home staples. Upgrade your everyday with Quince. Download the Quince app for app-exclusive offers or go to quince.com/campus. Get free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada and the UK too. That's quince.com/campus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So I paid him $200. He made a fake ID with my name and his photo. He took the SATs under my name. And I got a 1400 and got into my dream school.
Right now, I feel like I'm at a red carpet event. People have been waiting here for hours, lined up three deep, behind barricades.
Backpack behind the gate.
Just to catch a glimpse.
Step back. Get out of the way.
And then the faces of this story finally emerge.
I love you, Felicity. I love Desperate Housewives.
But they're not flanked by publicists.
Lori, do you have anything to say, Ms. Loveland?
Instead, police and lawyers are at their sides.
Are you sorry?
Guess not.
Because Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin are both at the center of the biggest scandal in academic history.
This is a big story today, Operation Varsity Blues.
More on that fallout from the college admissions scandal rocking Hollywood this morning.
Although Huffman and Loughlin are the most well-known, they are only two of the many people charged with scamming the system to get their kids into elite colleges.
Hi guys, it's Olivia Jade. I don't really care about school, as you guys all know.
They were led by Rick Singer, a con man posing as an admissions counselor, and his vast network of co-conspirators who exploited his client's sense of entitlement, hubris, and obsession with status.
It's the home run of home runs.
And it works?
Every time.
Unfortunately, white-collar crime is nothing new. But this time it's different. Because the victims of these crimes are your children. Welcome to Gangster Capitalism. Season one of our new podcast series is about the college admissions scandal. Produced and directed by C13 Originals, a division of Cadence 13, in partnership with me, Andrew Jenks.
I'm a student at USC, University of Southern California.
What did you think of the scandal when you first heard?
I wasn't surprised. It's really like not even a secret.
If you're really surprised that this is a thing, then I'm sorry, where have you been? Everyone knows the rich is corrupt. It's been like that forever.
I dropped out of NYU after my sophomore year of college because it felt like the game was rigged. And this story has brought all of that back into focus for me. So I've read the affidavits, the indictments, and the phone records. I went to the federal courthouse in Boston. I've spoken with college admissions experts, attorneys, parents, students who've cheated, and the victims.
And the signs you're holding?
Mine says, Lori, please pay my tuition.
And mine says, after you get out of prison, of course.
And I'll introduce you to the team of misfits that almost pulled it off. The ringleader, the genius from Harvard, Igor, the ex-Soviet, and the middleman, a.k.a. Mr. Fox.
And is there any risk this thing blows up in my face?
There's a lot of ways to do this. I can do anything and everything.
At its core, this is a story about how money is used to hurdle the rules, and how sometimes the rules only apply to those without money.
This is a game. Just realize that this is a game.
This is about our priorities, our values, our culture, and our future. Really, it's about all of us. This is gangster capitalism. Gangster Capitalism will launch in May 2019 on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Radio.com, and wherever podcasts are available.